We've got one of our favorite guests joining us here on Palmetto Mornings as we slowly wrap up 2024. He's having a really exciting time in his courtroom. That's right, an exciting, fun time in his courtroom. It's family court judge here in York County, Judge David Guyton. And good morning to you, Judge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here.
So this is the last day of court for this year, 2024, here in York County.
We have one more day of court Monday, and we have another judge who will preside. So this will be my last day of court.
And it ends on a really happy note.
Yes, it does. We're going to do some adoptions today.
So this has become an annual tradition for those in the family court system here in York County. We can't give too many details about the families today, but what can you tell us about what's going to take place in your courtroom today in York County?
Well, today we have three scheduled adoption hearings. It will involve five children. And so by noon this afternoon, there will be five more children who will have a permanent home.
What a Merry Christmas for those families.
Couldn't be a better Christmas gift in the world.
Mm-hmm. And so with these situations, are a lot of these foster parents who have fostered these children and then have taken the step to adopt them? I know every case is different, but the ones you'll see today?
They are, and that's one of the reasons today we're not having a lot of media in the courtroom or any of that, because we have to protect the confidentiality of the kids and the families. But these children came from some difficult circumstances, were placed into foster homes. And usually by the time you get to the adoption itself, they've been in foster care, unfortunately, 2-3 years or longer. The good side of that is then at that point, the families know whether it is a good fit or not. And if it's a good fit, then sometimes they may not have even planned to adopt, but they change their mind and they say, hey, we're going to make this your permanent home.
So not only do they get a permanent family, they also get a gift that's right here in front of you if you're watching us on any of our online channels.
We have teddy bears that we like to be able to provide. And the story with this one is I went to speak, as I usually do, for Veterans Day, and it was over at Kempton. And the residents there and their staff put together some teddy bears. That's why you have the American flag in there, because it was from Veterans Day, for the purpose of giving to the kids on Adoption Day. And about 2 years ago, West End Baptist Church, I think they gave us like 300 teddy bears. So we've got plenty from those. And that way, all year long, we can hand them out to each kid that's getting adopted. So they have something to hang on to remember it.
Oh, boy, what a memory for sure. Now, this is a change of pace compared to typically what you see in your courtroom there in family court.
It is. It's one of the very few happy things that we get to do. By the time we get to this final hearing for adoptions, it's a done deal. We've got to dot all the I's, cross the T's, and you know, take the testimony. But we know what the outcome is going to be. So afterwards, we usually have a time frame where the family can take a picture with everybody together. And sometimes we will have, depending on the families, neighbors, friends, family members. I mean, we've had the courtroom full at times for adoptions.
How often do adoption hearings take place throughout the year? Is this something that happens like once a quarter? Do you try to gather them all together, or do they happen as often as they need to happen?
They just happen as often as they need to happen. So just depending on when they can get onto our docket. And of course, we'll always bend over backwards to make it happen. We can create time if we need to. But we really do enjoy the end of the year, because it makes it for a really special holiday.
When you look at your docket or your calendar for 2024, roughly how many adoption hearings did you ever see? Do you know off the top of your head?
I would say probably 25 or so over the course of the year. And then, you know, hopefully the other judges are getting approximately the same amount.
Wow. And for you to preside over this, in addition to what you shared with us, what you typically, you know, have to hear during family court, this is a much different conversation. What is that like for you as a judge? Yes, you're there as a member of the court, but you're also a human being, and we know you personally and professionally. But what is that like for you to be able to stand there and grant this wish for these kids and their families?
Oh, it's I get teared up all the time, because read the story for these families, and it's really a journey. And, you know, it's a journey that it's a story that has a bad beginning, and then you're coming to the final chapter in this story, which is just wonderful. It's a celebration, and everybody's happy. And we don't get that very often in family court, so it's really nice. And then it's the start of a, you know, it's a new chapter on a new book for this family. And they may have been together for a while, but now legally they can say mom and dad, you know, mm-hmm. and they can sign the paperwork for school and for the doctor and all this. Says these are my children.
And the kids today that will go through this wonderful process, what are the age ranges of those individuals?
I think today we're as young as 3, and I think the oldest is 11. And you know, the younger children are usually easier to adopt. The older children are harder to adopt. We do have one case today. We've got 3 hearings, and one of them has 3 siblings that are getting adopted together. And sometimes that's really hard to do, because it's one thing for a couple to say, look, we'll take a child in and foster them and then see what happens and maybe we adopt. But to take 3 in and be able to do that is incredible.
It's special, and how special it is that mm-hmm. they get to stay together. I mean, there's nothing more heartbreaking than that happening. And we do hear about mm-hmm. that. We do know that that happens. So that is really special.
It is.
Judge David Guyton is here in York County. He's a family court judge, and he's wrapping up today his final cases for the end of the year adoptions. And he's got 3 on the docket today. And it's a nice period at the end of a nice sentence here as we wrap up 2024. But this is a road that the judge has been down himself. As you were part of this adoption process on the other side as a dad.
Exactly. And last year we had my daughter Hannah who was here, and so she's 20 now. So it was 20 years. She was the last case on the docket in 2004, and it was absolutely wonderful. I was still an attorney and had another attorney who was the guardian ad litem for her, and it was just absolutely wonderful. And so I got to experience that. So, you know, it there's a personal side to it for me as well.
And I think that makes it that much more special to know, not only from the judge's standpoint, but you personally know what you're doing, not only for those children, but for those parents.
And, you know, these kids, some of them are getting an opportunity that they would never have had. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to be able to see that on this kind of the back end of it.
Judge, folks hear these stories and maybe they're not at a point where they can foster, or it's just not in their cards, but they want to help out in some way. Is there any way that people can help out during this process, whether it's the end of the year adoptions or adoptions throughout the year? Are there any volunteer opportunities?
Well, there's from a DSS standpoint, on the front side, you could get trained and become a volunteer guardian ad litem. So they are the ones who do come to court. They do the investigations, and they will make recommendations to the court on what's in the best interest of a child. And also, as a judge, I cannot solicit any kind of funds for anybody, but I can say I know there's a group out there called Fostering the Families, mm-hmm. and so part of what they do is try to help those families who are doing the fostering themselves, because, you know, there's some money that may be provided, but it's not enough to raise a child. And then the new, the Isaiah House.
Oh yes, yes. Isaiah 117 House.
Yes, y'all have
had great.
Yes, sir. They've got a big gala coming up in May that we're a part of, and mm-hmm. really excited for this. And that's going to change the way we look at foster care system here in the state of South Carolina, at least.
I think it's going to help a lot, because you honestly get some kids who unfortunately are having to get pulled out of their homes, maybe in the middle of the night. Bad situation. They'll have a place to go to instead of a DSS office that's not really made for that.
Well, we applaud all the families today that are getting this wonderful gift and it becomes official, and appreciate you, Judge, for your time and sharing these stories with us each and every year here on Palmetto Mornings. Here's to a fantastic 2024 and an even better 2025.
Thank
you so much.
Yes, Happy New Year.